Rensselaer Polytechnic Institute researchers are hoping to improve surgeons' skills by tapping directly into their brains. A $2.2 million grant from the U.S. Army Medical Research and Development Command of the U.S. Department of Defense will help researchers at RPI work with colleagues at the University at Buffalo. They're participating in a two-stage project combining neuroimaging, artificial intelligence, and neuromodulation to better understand and measure how surgeons acquire and hone their skills, and then determine if that mastery can be accelerated. Suvarno Day is the director of SimSim, Rensselaer's Center for Modeling, Simulation, and Imaging in Medicine.
So basically, to understand this, clearly, so when you're learning a task like, learning to play a guitar or a violin, or a sport, or surgery, right? We do things repetitively, over and over again, and then we learn that, and that learning essentially is embedded in the brain as neural connections, which is known as neuroplasticity. So far, when we have been evaluating surgeons, or evaluating a pianist, or evaluating a sports person, essentially what we have done is look at external measures, look at how the hand is moving or how, certain metrics of motion are being recorded. And that has worked well, except that we do not really know how many of those things we have to record to actually figure out whether somebody is becoming better or something.
Surgeons would complete technical tasks while their brain activities are monitored or neuroimagined to reveal how well they have mastered critical skills. Day says researchers will analyze that data using a collection of deep learning algorithms known as a deep neural network to assess and quantify each individual's level of learning and skill.
So we decided to go directly and look at the human brain and think of this as pulse oximeter, which is pretty well known nowadays, measuring the oxygen level in the human blood, right? So if we can actually figure out which regions of the brain are lighting up when it's being active, right, during the learning process, we could potentially start to understand how somebody learns and how that learning progresses over time, and whether the distinctions between somebody who has learned a task versus somebody who is still novice at that.
In the project's second stage, researchers will examine whether neuromodulation can affect neural activity to facilitate learning. Researchers will observe the brain activity of medical students performing technical tasks while neural stimulation is applied. Day says his subjects will wear special headgear that allows laser light to assist researchers in seeing what is happening in the brain.
We will actually go through the skull and the tissue directly into the brain, and then they'll be scattered by the turbid media of the brain. Then we can actually pick up that scattered light, right, that comes reflected back from the brain tissue. And that's what gives us the indication as to what is happening in the brain, which parts of the brain are active, which are not, how the activity is changing.
Dr. Steven Schweitzberg chairs University at Buffalo's Department of Surgery. He explains the research targets brain proficiency, that mindset you reach when you're able to perform a task automatically without thinking. His best example, how you felt when you first learned to drive a car versus being a seasoned, licensed driver.
Let's say you're a surgeon soldier and you went to be deployed in some other country and you come back a year later. We can actually measure, possibly is the key word, are you ready to go back and do this elegant elective surgery that you were doing before you left, document it that you're good to go, or provide opportunities for training if the skills have gotten rusty. Nobody has ever been able to do that before. We've got a long ways to go. This is not tomorrow's routine medical care, but this is the path that we're on.
Day says that research is being conducted on brain-computer interaction, so the foundation is being set to allow future researchers to develop the technology to record things from one brain and then create interactions with another brain.
Our possibilities are endless, actually, here, because now, for the first time, we're able to peer into the human brain and figure out what it means to learn a task.
Day calls the RPI UBuffalo initiative a one-of-a-kind project that stands at the bleeding edge of research at the interface of neuroimaging, deep learning, and surgical skill assessment. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.